sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuz for Gravriel Meir ben Shifra, Nesi Tamar Vaseli Sheva Tova, and for Chaya, Miriam Bas, Chaya, the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, writes that one is not allowed to see a king, not when he's naked, not when he's getting a haircut, not when he's in the Beis HaMerchatz, not when he's drying off. V'hoil v'eino chole, it's eino miyabim. So the Rambam says he doesn't do chalitza, and since it's a bizarion that the woman should spit in front of him, and since he doesn't do chalitza, he also doesn't do yibum. If his brother dies, he doesn't marry his wife. Now, the Achronim discuss this Shaila. And that is, if we see from here that the Rambam holds that there's no Isser for a king to be Mishtamish Bekli Shenishtamish Bo Hedyot, because this woman had been previously with a Hedyot, and now she is going to be with the king. So L'chora, the Rambam says the only reason she doesn't do Yibum is because she didn't do chalitza, but in principle she could. So that means there's no iser for a melech leishtamish bekli shenishtamish bo hedyot, to be with a woman who had previously been with another man. V'tchilas inyan zeh b'Yerushalmi, it starts in Yerushalmi, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel on the pasuk in Shmuel Beis Vayavu David al Beis Yerushalayim V'yicha Melchas Eser Noshim Pilak Shemesher Niach Lishmor Abayis V'yitneim Bay Beis Mishmeres V'yichalkalem V'yilem Loba V'tienet Tsururos Ad Yoyim Moisen Amonus Chayos. So he comes to his house, takes 10 women Pilakshim that he left to guard the house. He supported them, but he didn't have beer with them. So they were like widows with a living husband. That they looked good in front of David, and nevertheless he said to his Yetzirah that you had a taiva for something that was usher for you, so now I'm going to give you a taiva for something that's mutter for you, and you still have to control yourself. So that's what David HaMelech was mamming himself in this nisayon to be mizgaber. Rabbanan de Kesar and say asuris mamish hayu. They were mamish aser. Why umakli hedyot madach kli hedyot shenishtamish bem hedyot aser lemelch lishtamish bo kli amelch shenishtamish bem hedyot ain odin she amelch aser lishtamish bem. That these women, just like a kli hedyot, that a kli that a hedyot used, a melech's not allowed to use it. A kli hamelech that a hedyot used, is it not a kal v'chomer that a king isn't allowed to use? Because these women had been with Avshalom. So that makes it a kli hamelech shenishtamish bem hedyot. So certainly the king is going to be aser. Aser l'shamish bem. Says the machlokas lechora between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbanan de Kesarin, if they were asuros lamelech, these pilakshim mitam kal v'chomer mikli hedyot, that if a kli hedyot shenishtamish bem hedyot, the king isn't allowed to be with her. So certainly kli hamelech shenishtamish bem hedyot, he's not allowed to be with her. In the parashas Derachim and Drushyot Beis, he's mistapik b'svaris Rabbi Yochanan. If he's arguing be'ikar adin that Rabbanan de Kesarin said that the kli hedyot shenishtamish bem hedyot aser lamelech, or maybe in this din he's moide that if it's a kli hedyot and a hedyot was with this woman, the king is not allowed to be with her. But the kal v'chomer that the Rabbanan de Kesarin took it further and they said that kli melech shenishtamish bem hedyot, if it was a kli melech and it was used by a hedyot, as it was by Avshalom, there are Surin Lamelech. Maybe on that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing, and he holds that Malchusa Tata is like Malchus Eilah, and just like Legavoa. Kli Shareis Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot. Lo Nesru Legavoa. If you have a Kli Shareis that are used by a Hedyot, they're not Asru Legavoa. So too in the Malchus Tato, in the lower Malchus, Kli Melech Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot, Mutaram Lamel. So that's the clear of the Heilige Parshas Drachim, the Mishnah Melech, or the Parshas Drachim. So his Shaila is, if Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on the Kli Hedyot aspect, that Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot of Asru Lamelech, or no, that he agrees that it's Asru Lamelech, and he's only arguing on Kli Melech Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot. That the Rabbanan, the Kesarin, so he agrees that it's also the Melech Kli Hedyot Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot, and he's arguing the Rabbanan, the Kesarin of Kli Melech, if it's a Kli Melech Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, look at Malchus Ata, look at Malchus Ila, look what happens in Shemayim. Legavo, you have a Kli Shari Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot, it wasn't Asr Legavo. So too, in the Malchus Tata, if you're in the lower Malchus, if you have a Kli Melech Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot, it's going to be Mutr LaMelech. So maybe it's a Machlokas on that Nakuda, and just in the latter Nakuda of Kli Melech Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot. He also writes that midiver abanat the kesarin, it's mashmisha beikar adover, it's a din muskam that asur lamelech lishtamish bekli hediot el shulomat said din ze b'shum makom she asur lamelech lishtamish bekli shenishtamish bo hediot v'davar ze tzarich talmud. Where do we find this, that it's asur for a king to be with a woman who had once been married to a Hedyot? V'yesh b'inyan zed de'ot etzel g'dolei achronim v'nachan avi kama mehem. There's a Rav Avidan, he did us a big chesed and he wrote a sefer for Imros Melech, and he brings a lot of nice things in Yane, nice makoros and chedushim Yunim in Yanei Malchus, Hilchus Melachim of the Rambam. So in the Pesachinayim of the Chida at the beginning of Gittin, he writes a makor for this din from Perak Beis, the Sanhedrin, that it says, Melech eino choyleitz veino miyabim. King doesn't do chalitza, doesn't do yibum. Zok the Chidushi Aran, Yetes Amud Beis, Divor Maschum Mitzvah, that he's not choyleitz because it's a bizayon, because the woman spits before him. Yibum also, it's not kvodo shel melech, leshtamish bekli sheshtamshu bo acherim. To use this woman who had already been with other men. Acharambam v'Rashi, they wrote other reasons why. Rashi zok, yibum genai hu lo lokum al shem ochiv. It's a genai for him that he has to bring up the name of his brother. King is in the highest level. And also the Rambam here writes, Hov eino choleitz eino miyabim. So it's mashma, the Rambam haltnish fun dem din of melech asur l'shtamish b'kli hediot. Aval b'minchas chinuch b'mitzvah tov tzadi zayin hu kotev she'arambam model l'divrei aran u'ma shelo katav ken ein ze elav b'nei she'ratza l'chlol gam almana min ha'erusin she'gam melech asur b'almana min ha'erusin she'lo n'shtamish b'hediot klal גם היא אסורה לו, ולכן הרמב״ם כותב ש הועיל ואינו חולץ אינו מייבם. אבל עקרונית הרמב״ם מסכים עם הקביעה that if it was משתמש בהם הדיות, it's not, the king is not allowed to be משתמש. And the parashas Drachim, הוא הקשה על עיקר דברי רבנן דקיסרים בירושלמי, שאם הם צודקים, אז כלי הדיות שנשתמש בהם, הדיות, כלי הקדש, סליחה, שנשתמש בהם הדיות שביעשו לגבוה, from the very same קל וחומר. If you have a קל וחומר for the king that the Rabban and the Kesarin made, And they said, Makli hedyot shenishtamish bim hedyot, asel melech lishtamish bo. So kli amelech shenishtamish bim hedyot, ein odin she amelech asel lishtamish bo. So if that's true, then why don't we say the same thing about Kli Hekdesh Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot? That just like Kli Melech Shenishtamish Ba Hedyot is Asur LaMelech, so to Kli Hekdesh Shenishtamish Bem Hedyot should be Asur LaGavoah. From the very same Kal Vachomer. V'din ze lo shamanu me'olam shekli gavoa will be usher if it was used by a hedyot. Because the Gemara says in Zvachim Kuftesanu Beis Menachos Kufes Amen Aleph that Mamis Be'ech Shalon Ashtamish Bo Hedyot, Af Eitzim Shalon Ashtamish Bem Hedyot. So Paskins the Rambam in Perak Aleph Me'bilchus Beis HaBechira Einosim Kelem B'tchilasim El Hashem HaKodesh. And if it was Nasim B'tchilasim Le Hedyot, so then you don't make it Le Gavoah. So Hava No Mar Et Oto Kal V'chomer Madoch, if it was made Le Hedyot, you're not allowed to use it for Gavoah. So if it was so Kal V'chomer, if it was already Lagavoa and then it was brought down to the Madrega of Hedyot, it certainly can't be used for Gavoa. So for the same Kal V'chomer, and we don't find such a thing. As Yesh Chatam Sofer Mod Mefursam Shekulam Mevi'im Chasim Sofer, he was the Mani Gador, the Gadlador. He wrote Svarim B'li Sof, his Tshuvis Svarim, and Moiridika Tshuvis, Lange Svarim, Chedushim Al HaShas, Drushis Al HaTorah, a yeshiva mit 400 Bukhrim, 400 Bukhrim. And on Shabbos he said all his mirrors, he didn't skip one. How he had the time for everything, it's a Pele Plus. He didn't have computers, he didn't have the Bar Ilan and the search, and everything is quick, and the whole staff writing it up for him. He did it all on his, with his own hand. Unbelievable. Anyway, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvis in Simen Mem in Arachayim is Miyashev that the Rabban and the Kesarim only said Kishenishtamesh Bemehediot Birshus Kmo Apilakshim Shel David Shav Shalom Kinaam Bikinyan Ashviya. So Avshalom was Kone. He made a Kinyan Shviya that he took them captive, and the Chasam Sofer says he made a kinyan. Aval hediot be'alma hamishtamesh b'klei ha'melech b'odam b'irshut ha'melech lo ne'asar de'ein adam osir davar she'ino shelo. But a regular hedyot is mishtamesh b'klei ha'melech b'odam b'irshut ha'melech. That is an usher because ain't the most davar sheino shelo. So this hedyot he had rishus Avshalom because he made a kinyan shviya. He was kona than b'kinyan. But stam a hedyot that uses the klei melech when there's still rishus hamelech, that's not going to be usher because ain't the most davar sheino shelo. And also Klei Hekdesh and Ashtamish Bem Hedyot are not going to be also the Gavoah, Ki Ein Adam Oyser Davar Sheino Shelo. The Machne Chaim, Rav Chaim Sofer, so someone quoted him once, it's the Chasim Sofer's son. No relation, just to make that clear. His Gavchubis are Gvaldik, his other Svarim also, Sefer and Gittin, he has a lot of good Svarim, unfortunately. Not so learned, but he was a very, very Harif person, and he was a big Goyin. And he was a Talmud, but he wasn't, his last name is Sofer, but he wasn't related. So the Machne Chaim in Chelek Aleph and Simit Hezayin is Tamei and the Chasim Sofer. So he says Mimon Avshach. If Avshalom had a din Melech, Umelech Koine Bekinyan Kibush Milchama, so why does the Yerushalmi call him a Hedyot? And if he had a din Hedyot, so he's not Kone Bekibush, just like Listim aren't Kone. So if he's a Melech, don't call him a Hedyot. And if he's a Hedyot, he's not Kone. So what does the Chasim Sofer mean? It's kind of brishus because he is a king in Shavir. Let's mind this. Frek noch. And what he writes, the ein hedyot oiser kleam melech. Because ein adam oiser dover she'enu shelo, that's only shaykh b'isr cheftzo. She'en adam yachol lasot chalut shel isur b'cheftzo b'davar she'enu shelo. Aval benidon shelanu, העניין הוא רק מפני הכבוד ואין העדיות עושה חלויס בחיפץ. There's no חלוס here in the חיפץ, אלא לא יסתר בשביל זה חלוס in the חיפץ. There's no חלוס in any חיפץ. Here it's an union of COVID. אין אדם עושה דבר שאין השאל. It's a lack of COVID. And since במציאס the hedgehog was משתמש, so it's included in ביזיון המלך for the king to use it afterwards. אז מה העניין אין אדם עושה דבר שאין השאלו לכאן? זה לכאורה לא קשור. So, Moreover Rabbi, I'm going to go to Rabbi Yitzhak Man. He has a beautiful siman on this. In Siman Gimel, in the very last sefer he wrote when he was very sick with cancer. Siman Gimel. So I'm hoping that we're able to learn that together. He answers this kasha. Rav Avidan suggests levar el shitat hachatam sofer sheleinyan kinyan kibush haya lav shalom din melech, because b'metzias he had a shilton when David was away. David wasn't there, so b'metzias he had shilton, and that makes him a melech. But that he's not considered a hedger and he's bedargas a melech mamish, for that he didn't have a melech. Sort of. For this, yes, for this, not. Because he wasn't Mismanik at Din Melech. And the Chasim Sofer was Mechalik between Birshus, that it doesn't Aser, and Shalom Birshus, which Asers. He says, when is it a Mitzias of Bizayon La Melech L'shtamish B'shal Hedyot? He writes, the Chasim Sofer wrote that the Rabban and the Kesarin are only talking about when is it Aser for the king, when he was Mishtamish Birshus, like the Pilakshim of David, that he was Kone Bekinyan Kibush HaShviya. But if it's Shelo Birshus, then they're not Aser. Because Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheino Shelo. So again, the Machne Chaim says, but what does this have to do with that? It's like Yisr in the Chepsa, it's nothing to do with Yisr in the Chepsa. So the chilek between Bershus and Shalom Bershus is when is it a mitzios of Bizayon Lamelech L'shtamish B'shel Hedyot? Only when the Hedyot had a din Bailim and he was Mishtamish Bershus, then there's a Bizayon Lamelech, like Avshalom. Aval Shalom Bershus, it's not a mitzios of Bizayon. One could argue. And the fact when he says, Ein Adam Oser Dover She'eino Shelo, is a Lashon Melitza. He didn't really mean literally, strictly speaking, in a formalistic halachic sense. He just says that it's since it's Shalom Birshus, so it's not his, so it's not a Metzius of Bizayon. And what does the Machane Chaim himself say? HaMachane Chaim ba'atzmo olech b'derech acheret legamrei. V'hu katav, she'me'olam lo ala ala dad she'yeh asur la'melech l'shtamesh b'kli adyot. Ele shorash ha'anyan u'kach. בירושלמי הוריות אמרו והוא אישה בבטוליה ייקח הוא ולא מלך. Only a coin gadol has to take a besula, not a melech. אנחנו רואים that the Zahava meaning that Kedushas Melech will be like the Kedusha of the coin gadol, that he has to take dafka besula. Vim kein agam shekatuv hu bekohen gadol leodia shemelech mutar afilu bebeula dai shemutar bebeula shenevelet beheter al yedei baala aval nevelet beisur שיש לה שם זונה ואסורה אפילו כהן אדיוט ואפילו נבלה באונס, אז אישה כזאת אסורה גם למלך. So any woman with a שם זונה who is נבל as באיסר, just like she's אסורה לכהן אדיוט, is also אסורה למלך. שגם לכהן גדול אין היא אסורה מחמת הדין המיוחד של כהן גדול, just because of the איסר כללי of Zona l'kol kohen. And that explains how David married Bathsheba and Abigail, who were Neshos Hedyot, and Ritzba Shenevelis Lavner. And the answer is because they didn't have a shame Zona. It's only a shame Zona that answers. And that's what the Rabban of the Kesarin mean. Kli Hedyot Shenishtemesh Bo Hedyot HaKavanah שאדם זר בעל אשת חברו. Somebody else had beer with this woman and then she becomes a zona, she's a surah למלך. ופילגשי דוד למרות שהיו בלי קידושין וכתובה, since נשי מלך are אסורות להדיות, this איסר gives them a din כאין אשת איש. Similarly, writes the Lechem Mishnah later on, Perek Da Alocha Dalet. Vishlomi, the Kevin, the Shepilega, Shalmelech, Asura, the Hediot, etc. Avogav, the Lovi, Gilei Arayis, Mamish, Havav Israel, the Gilei Arayis. It's like Gilei Arayis, the Pilegish of a Melech. Kainze writes the Shari Tshuva, Rabbein Yon, and Shar Gimlo, Sadi Dal, Lohatura, Padakshim, Bli Ksuba, Ubelo Kadushin, only the Melech, Shemosim, would tell us Alabrios, Philo Yiznu Ima. Al kein yichud ha-melech ha-pelegesh la kein ishus. So kitzur shel dover rabbeisai, when a pelegesh of a melech is nevelis lehediot, she becomes like a zona, and with this she becomes a surah la-melech. V'chol ze biyachas lehediot she'asurot alav midin kli shel melech. אבל המלך אחר אין זה בבחינת זנות, שהרי כלי מלך מותר למלך אחר. So now we understand how Avshalom is called a hediot, and therefore it's considered like znus. Because it was Be'isr. And since it was Be'isr, they were Asuras L'David. That's what that's what Rabbanan de Kesarin mean. Let's see the Machne Chaim inside. Mechelek Aleph Siman Tes Zayin. Omna Kavanas Yerushalmi Nirli Be'ektim Shtei Hakdamos Echot. So let's understand the claim Yisham with two akdomas. The isha hanivelet meish liyot biula, because Rav Avidan brings him gur bekitzer, but now we're going to bring him barachol. The isha hanivelet meish liyot biula tachat betula. Nikrait kli shelo, that when a woman is nivelas meish to be a bula instead of a besula, so that's considered as kli. Any shel gedas liba l'mishal sosa kli od shlosha etc. That's number one. That's called as kli when she was a besula, now she becomes a bula. Number two, gufa bila shel bal beish and nikra shimush. Hayim shamishim etahir v'nikras v'amrit meisi shvuas daf yudches mishameshes b'moich tash mishamita mekoy mois ein svor b'chazal. Gufa bila is called shimush. Now in the Yerushalmi it says v'ishabiv sule yikach uvelo melech. But dafka him and not a king. So you see, Havamina Delulah, the Chsiv, who Salka, who, if not written, who? Salk, Daitach, Yusamertom, the coin God, the Serklikach, Tafka, Besula, Vim, Kenagam, the Chsiv, who? Bechagabno, the Melech, Mutter, Afila, Bebula, Daishim, Mutter, Bebula, Shinavelis, Beheter, Ayade, Baila, Von the Velis, Besur, Vekabola, Bebila, Bebila, Sisur, Shame Zona. Dafilu Eishes Yisrael Shemel Bonas Vin Salman Asur La Koyen Mechi Teisi Shebula Kazos Asher Nevela Be Isur Tiam Ateres Lemel Suza Melech Allah to be with a woman who's Nevela's Beheter, but a woman who's Nevela's Be Isur, that we don't go so far as to be Matir or to a Melech. So she can't have a Din Zona, because it's not worthy of a melech to be with a woman who is a din zona. And then he asks, so what about Bathsheba marrying David? So she was nevelas be'isser, she's usher to a kohen, so she now should be usher to David. Tzarechiyun gadol. But the Gemara says that kol yotzei lemelchemes beis David writes a guest get krisus to his wife. So if the get was chal, then she really wasn't married. So the Yerushalmi has to be holding that he wrote her a get krisus. Otherwise, how did he marry her? He's not allowed to marry a woman who was a din zona. And if she was married to Uri at the time that gives her a din zona, he's not allowed to marry her. So it turns out that it wasn't Be'isser, and it was really Beheter, because of the get krisus that was written, and Memela, she was Muteris to David. But again, if she's a dinzona, then she's usher to the king. V'ata bo bruch Hashem v'avein b'dvarim b'perish Yerushalmi. So now, Megayit Farshtein v'shteitin Yerushalmi, that the Rabbanu Kesaron said, these pilakshim were suris l'David. Why? Because k'makli hedyot sheneshtamish bo hedyot. In other words, eishes hedyot, who's called a kli hedyot, shenishtamish bo hedyot, which means that an adam zar, baal eishes chaveiro, that a kli hedyot, shenishtamish bo hedyot, means that this woman had previously had bia with a man who wasn't her husband. And therefore, she's going to be asura lekohen. Even if she was raped, she's a surah lekohen, mishum zona. She sees bivadai a surah lamelech. Because only b'ula beheter, she never will be by the mutaris lamelech, and avels be'isser, a surah lamelech. Because he's holy. So, kal v'choymer, kli melech, in other words, eishes melech, she nishtamish bo hedyot, who had bia. That's what we said, the shimush here is the bia, right, as we've been understanding the whole shir. And therefore the pilak she David shenivlu me'av shalom nisharu be'isser al pidin. And therefore the Yerushalmi says lashon kliyad shenishtamish bohediot. Doesn't say makli she'eno shel melech v'nishtamish bohediot asur lamelech. Kol shekein kli melech shenishtamish bohediot. Lo yiye, lo yiye shekli hefir v'shamish bohediot asil amelech. Dal kopana mishdamish bohediot. Lamer bracha Yerushalmi kli hediot shenishdamish bohediot. Talekar kavana kli sheno shel melech. Tzarechi in gadol. Olfi masha kasafti nachon. The dafka kli hediot haniu eshesish shenevels beisur mechaveru hediot. That's what it means. Kli hediot shenishdamish bohediot. Say better. Kli that's not of a melech v'nishtamish bo hediot. No. It's kli hediot shenishtamish bo hediot. Meaning, she was married to hediot A, and then she had bia with hediot B. And that made her into a zona. He says, luyiyeh, Shahaya Kli Hefker Vishtamish Bohajir Asila Melech. So it would seem that even if it's a Kli Hefker, if you're understanding Pashtus, that it was first used by Hedyot to tell Sir Melech, even if it was a Kli Hefker, why does it have to be a Kli Hedyot? Shenishtamish Bo Hedyot. Say it's a Kli Hefker. No. It's a Kli Hedyot because she was married to Reuben and she'd be with Shimon, then she's going to be Asir to the king. Certainly, if she was married to the king and then she had a Biasura, she's going to be Asir to the king. And therefore, the Rabban of the Kesaru never meant that a king isn't allowed to marry somebody, a woman who was married before. What they meant was, she has a dinzona, and therefore David can marry Abigail, even though she was married before, but it was Tashmish Heter. Basheva, Lashitas Yerushalmi, there was no Isser in the Beila. These Pilakshim, Asher Hema Noshav. So they had a din of Eishasish to a certain extent, that Im Yiznu B'mezid Asuris Lebaleim. And certainly if they're actually married, if they're Mamish Eishasishes, they're going to be Asuris Lakoin. And concludes the Machan Chaim, Ayotim said the Kuliyam, Mutil Melch, Lashamish, Bukli Hedyot, Kalvachomish, Lashami, Koyim, Ashes, Melch, Nivela, Boinis. The Kalvachom of the Yerushalmi is, she was raped. She was raped, and now she's a Dinzona, so just like she's Asur Lakoin, she's also Asur the Melch. But to say there's a kavachomer that kli melech, that a hedyot was once with her, and now she's now allowed to marry a king afterwards, zel olam lo al dasa Yerushalmi. V'adin kli gavoa non eser mishimish hedyot legavoa. And the same thing would apply to kli gavoa. If you have a kli gavoa that was used by a hedyot, that is not going to become aser legavoa. And how did he come on to this? This is Tshuvas Arachayim, Siman Tezayin. What does this have to do with Arachayim? We're getting into Hilchos Malachim and Hilchos Beis Hamikdash and Hilchos Ishus. So the Maisa Ira below Toiva Shmua Kibo Pritzim Vechalalua Beis Haknesses Vishalom Albushe Yikarim Asher Hayu Munachim Sham Kiparoiches Hakodesh Malbushe Sifrei Torah Bnei Bilyal Asu Miparoiches Michsel Amita Mishkov Shelahem Lahadir Vitaferes. They took the Paroiches Rachmona Litzlan and they used it as a bedsheet. And then the Jews got it back. Are they allowed to make it a parochas? So here you have it. It's a kli kodesh that was now used by a hedyot. So says the Machane Chaim, no problem. No problem. Kli sharis that was used by a hedyot, you're allowed to use plakadusha. And this woman that was used by a hedyot, the only issue is by the Rabban Vegasar. We're talking about a zona. That's the only problem. The din dafkin hilchasishus. And therefore, you can use this parochas again, and we shouldn't have such tsaras. Anyway, b'siyata d'shmaya, we learned some big yesodos, and we have a lot more to say on this sugya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moch and the simchas chayim, and we should continue. L'ilmo d'ilamame d'lishma v'las l'kayim is called every salmat arasa v'yahavo. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.